Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. You can visit us at www.iwantmoreaction.com for all our latest reviews and other goodies. Frank, what movie are we doing today?
All right, Chris. Well, today we're doing 400 Bullets. And 400 Bullets is an edge-of-your-seat military action story about what it means to fight for honor instead of profit. The film packs gun battles, epic hand-to-hand fight sequences, and witty dialogue into its 90 minutes runtime.
That's promises, the biggest promise, little crap.
Promises.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, it's never a good sign, too, when you have to point out the fact that it's a 90-minute runtime in of your movie.
Instead of just giving a plot, it has to, like, review it during it.
I love it how it's telling me what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's telling me that it packs epic gun battles and hand-to-hand fight sequences. It's like, oh.
Well, dang, thanks for letting me know that so I can be let down when I don't get that.
Exactly. Woof.
It's directed by Tom Patton and starring Jean-Paul Lee. What do you think of 400 Bullets, Frank?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of 400 Bullets. I can't say it's the worst movie I've seen in 2021. It's by far the best movie I've seen. It's just this movie. So this is another low budget movie from the UK, where you can tell that all the actors are stuntmen. They're not really actors, and so you know you'd get what you'd expect from a low budget action movie. Where, again, it's like they have enough of money to make a competent film, but they don't have enough money or talent to make a good movie. So the gun action is typical low-grade CGI gun action that requires no actual bullets at all. It's just basically all CGI muzzle flashes.
Aftermarket muzzle flashes.
It's all After Effects, basically. All the gun battles in this movie, all of the epic gun battles in this film are literally just like CGI gun battles. Like, you don't see any impact for any bullets. I didn't see one bullet in this entire movie. There's a couple of, you know, shootouts, but they're all just very, very, like, forgettable.
And none of them are tactical. Like, none of them are well choreographed.
You had mentioned before the podcast, everything's very dark. It's very hard to see anything. The editing and cinematography doesn't help it much because it doesn't give you any spatial awareness as to where the bad guys are and where the good guys are. They try to do a bit of it with a couple of set pieces with the gun battles that they try to make them interesting. But again, it's like only so much you can do with a low budget. I don't know. I can't say I was disappointed with 400 Bullets because I didn't have my hopes up to begin with. It's just I was not really impressed or I wasn't overly entertained.
I definitely wished it would have relied a lot more on fighting than the cheesy low budget gunfights that they had in the movie. Mm-hmm. I don't see why. Like, I get, like, the script's the script, but, you know, you could take some liberties with the script as a director and be like, listen, we can't afford that. Like, let's try to do this instead.
Yeah, or that's not going to look good.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. Like, we can do it and it'll look mediocre or cheesy, but, like, let's skip that and put that money and time towards, you know, doing a couple more creative fight scenes instead, right? Like, hand-to-hand combat scenes.
Because, like we were talking about with the podcast, like, you know, the fighting in the movie's competent. It's not the best fighting. But it's definitely far, far from the worst fighting we've seen in movies.
Yes, agreed.
The thing is that during when we actually review the action scenes, I have more to say. But plot wise, like just to talk about the movie, there's really not much going on.
No.
Basically, what happens is that there's a group of rogue soldiers that are trying to steal gold and missiles. Guidance chips.
Yeah, they're trying
and trying to sell them to the Taliban.
Yeah,
which somebody was probably written like what 10 years ago? The Taliban.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
And one of the soldiers decides not to. He doesn't know that the other guys are turning bad, so he steals the guidance chips and he ends up on a military base with these two British soldiers, and they decide to help him.
Yeah.
Well, one of them gets killed in like 5 seconds, and the other one decides to help him.
And basically, so the ex bad military guys have to chase him down because he has like the comms chip, or he has something that they need to get the missiles or something like that. And of course, the whole thing takes place at this remote army base in Afghanistan. That just looks like the English countryside, by the way. It looks nothing like Afghanistan.
Like, it was so obviously not written down. Everything about it screams like 2005.
Yes.
Plot-wise.
And, And the one thing that it does kind of have going for it is that it doesn't have, like Chris said, it doesn't have half bad fight scenes. There's a couple of good weapons, a couple of decent weapon fights. There's a couple of good like hand-to-hand combat fights.
And it doesn't have like the main actors aren't like unlikable. They're pretty decent at their like you know like they're likable. They have a screen presence that they're okay.
They're fine. Yeah, they're nothing special. That's the other thing too. Like you could tell. I mean, they are stuntmen in other films, and that's how it looks like. You can tell that these were stuntmen. They're not really like professional actors. But for a movie like this, you really don't need the best actors, right? You need really good action set pieces. Really, that's what you need for this. And as much as the action set pieces really aren't great, they're not terrible. And it just gives you enough not to hate the movie, really. This is like a high-level C-grade film. This is like on the level of like Agent Revelations or like Kill Plan. But it's not as bad as those movies are, because those movies are really, really bad. It's like a step above those films.
It's like Army of One.
Yes.
Yeah, where it's like a fun 90 minutes, but nothing you'll ever remember again.
No, exactly. You'll never rewatch this movie, but you won't completely hate watching it, though.
Yeah. So, Frank, do you see any future stars in 400 Bullets?
I absolutely do not. I do not see any future stars in 400 Bullets. I think it's a competent attempt at a low-budget action film. I just don't think this is going to make anybody's career.
No.
Whether it be the director or the actors or anyone. This is like a very, very middle road forgettable action film that maybe in the future whoever's in it will go on to bigger, better things. I just don't think it will be from this movie.
I see everyone involved getting massive careers.
All
from
the no-name actors, yeah.
Yeah, they're just, I don't even know their names, but they're all going to be huge.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so, because, you know, they all did their best. I feel like they all did what they could do. It's just that they're just not as talented as as I would want them to really be. I mean, I know everybody has to start somewhere, but I just feel like they purposely couldn't get like really talented stuntmen or like fight choreographers. That's the other thing I that kind of disappointed was the fight choreography, and this feels very haphazard lackluster. And lazy and lackluster. Yeah, yeah. You know, like what they do is decent, but I feel like I feel like though like the fact that they could do those little things, they could have did so much more, and I felt like they just didn't like didn't go the extra mile. Like
it kind of looks like you know like they're like they're from a stunt team. They're not like great stuntmen, but a lot of them probably were from some type of stunt team, and they all got to choreograph their own fight scenes. Yeah. So, but like they're not the actual fight choreographer from the movies they were on before.
Yeah, exactly. They needed a really good fight choreographer for this movie, because it feels like a stunt guy choreographed the fights, not a fight choreographer, which is a huge difference, because a fight choreographer will blend in the fight scenes into the movie as a whole.
Where like, a lot of times, the fight choreographer also directs the fight scene.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not all the time, but it does happen a lot, and that adds a lot to the fight scene because you know where you want the camera.
It feels more organic. It feels more natural. Which adds to like the suspense. It adds to the just it having feeling more impactful. But with this, it feels a lot like again like low budget student films where it was like they didn't have a stunt choreographer, so they just had to figure out things on the fly, and they just and again all the actors like the villains and the heroes, they are competent stuntmen. I don't want to like you know take anything away from them and their careers, but like yeah, you need somebody to come in here and kind of add that again that cohesiveness to the whole.
If you look at a movie like Kill Plan, it had the same problem where it looks like they were making up fight scenes on the fly, but no one was a stuntman.
Yeah.
At least in this one, you have actual stunt people trying to make up a fight scene on the fly. Where
like at least the guys in 400 Bullets, they know what they can and can't do.
Yeah,
like they're not. It's not like well planned out, but they know what they can and can't get away with. In Kill Plan, they were just like, oh, I'm gonna do this move, and whether it looks stupid or not, they just did it. Like
The director was like, I don't know where to put the camera when you do it, but we're gonna do something. I'm gonna
shoot the camera a lot when you do it. I'm gonna pan up and down your body randomly, but yeah, you're gonna do it exactly. At least,
hey, Dad Bod, like, take your shirt off. We need another shot. That was Kill Plan.
At least in this movie, it's like it was more competent than that. I just wish it was a little bit more, because I feel like it could have been with what they had going for it. What had going for it?
They could have went a little more B movie with it, right? Like they could have, even if your practical effects aren't very good, I would appreciate that you put practical effects and went like full B movie instead of trying to like put these very low grade muzzle flashes and shit that I just can't stand.
Yeah, it's the gun action in this movie is like inexcusable. It brings the movie down a rating for me just because of how like because there's a lot of it, and it's overkill. Where like you're just nauseous after a while. Like it's not exciting. You're just like, oh, get this over with. Like you don't even want. It's just not entertaining. It's not suspenseful. It's not exciting. It's just like filler for the rest of the movie. And not
when
until they
bullets
get
aren't
to.
Hitting things, and you don't think the bullets are real. You're just like, this is so boring.
And you don't know like if he's in any if the person if the hero's in any danger, because you don't know if he's even close to getting hit. Like you don't feel like he's being pinned down by the enemy fire. Like none of these things are anything that you feel at all in this movie whatsoever. Again, the action scenes are done way, way better than the gun action and the gun battles in this movie. And it's sad because in the trail and in the synopsis it makes it sound like, you know, the gun battles are like part of the reason why you want to watch this movie. And to me, they're part of the reason why you don't want to watch this movie.
So we're gonna take a quick 10-second break, and when we get back, we'll break down the action scenes in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and as usual, Frank will start with fights.
So we're probably gonna get different scores on this, but I think it evens out in the end, because I gave the fight scenes themselves a 2 out of 5. I was not that excited or happy with the fight scenes. We'll get into I'll break down other things when it comes to stunts, but the fight scenes themselves I kind of was a little disappointed with. I wanted more from it. I think because everything felt very telegraphed, everything felt very planned, nothing felt organic in the fight scenes. It felt like they were both waiting for each other to hit their marks when they were fighting all the bad guys. The hand-to-hand combat just wasn't nothing to, you know, get excited about. There was some good knife fight scenes in it, and there's a good ending fight scene, but I feel like even with that, as good as it may be for this level of movie, it just didn't really go the distance for me. It just didn't hit that 3 out of 5 for me.
Surprisingly, Frank, I did give it a 2 out of 5.
Oh, look at that.
And one, I agree with a lot of what you said, and another reason was because I was like, why can't we just have like these, I would say, competent fight scenes in most of the movie and cut the shootout crap out? So, you know, I'm like, there's just not enough fight scenes.
Exactly.
And I really do like the fight scene at the end. I thought like when he get, I thought it was well choreographed and shot, especially the end one when he gets back
one.
up, and they have like that last scuffle.
And
I like the fight scene when like he fights like this one of these mercenary guys. Him and the other good guy. They fight him in like this little office room. And it's kind of like a knife fight going on with like a fist fight. And that was cool too, but again, like you said, like there's nothing remarkable here. We've given other movies with just a little better choreography 3s out of 5s. So I don't think this hits that mark of some of the other movies that we've seen.
Exactly, because when you only have a 1 out of 5 scale, you have to be more picky, because you can't, like, if you can't give everything that's mediocre a 3 out of 5. Like,
and we used to do that, and I think as we've learned more, I've seen more movies, we're a lot more picky with what we give our scores to now.
Yeah, because like you said, there are a lot of other movies out there that have, like, even a way better choreography than this, and we've given 3 out of 5s to.
Yes.
Like, so it's not fair to give this a 3 out of 5 when it was nowhere, like you said, near. And also, like you said, there's just not enough fight scenes in this movie in general. So that also takes, you have to take that into account as well.
Now, for shootouts, you know, I was going back and forth between a 1 and a 2. Because, you know, I was like, oh, maybe I'll give it a 2 because at least there's so much of it that, like, yeah, it's not great, but, like, you're not just staring at a dramatic movie. But I still ended up giving it a 1 just because of the constant muzzle flashes. They just annoy me so much. I can't take it.
Yeah, same here. It's a 1 out of 5 because it's like when your movie is basically revolves around gun battles, you have to put a lot of time and effort in getting those scenes right. And I feel like they just rush through that, filming these scenes. Like, none of them feel like they're in any kind of danger. They don't feel like...
Not organic.
They're not organic. Like, they're not suspenseful. I'm not excited when I watch them. I'm bored. I'm actually, like looking at my phone and stuff. Like,
lame
I'm,
sound I'm, effects for, like, the
lame,
guns.
Lame sound effects. Yeah. Even lame special effects. Like, there's no recoil to the guns when they shoot them. There's no bullet casings. Like, there's just nothing. It looks so fake. It's like, I can't get over it. It's just so bad.
And, you know, it's so easy to get recoil, even if the gun doesn't recoil. Like, you could do a camera trick to get that effect, and the director doesn't even bother.
No, they don't even care. Exactly, it's just lazy. It's just, it felt, it, his gun battles felt lazy, and that's the worst part, because it's like Dude, your movie is about gun battles. Like, you gotta give me
It's like at least
decent gun
70%
battles.
of this movie is like people firing, or supposed to be
Yes.
firing guns.
Yeah, it's not like a thriller, like
No,
spy
it's an
movie.
action
You know what I
flick.
mean? It's an action flick. Like, you gotta, and again, you can't just slap on bad CG effects on gun, like I said, muzzle flashes, and call it like action scenes. That doesn't, you can't, like, dude, this is 2021. You can't do that anymore. You could
No.
do that back in, and like, you could do that back in like 2003 and get
Yeah.
away with it. And
Yeah.
I would have been like, okay, that was pretty cool, because back in 2003, there wasn't much to compare it to, right? Like, you could get away with that kind of thing. 2021, you can't do that anymore, guys. Like, there's too many bad movies like this. Can't do
And
it.
there's too many good movies, like we've mentioned this thousand times, Extraction, John Wick stuff, that have upped the scale so high and what you could do with gun battles. Like, you can't
Exactly.
just get away with just being like, hey, here's some muzzle flashing.
Exactly.
Be
Exactly.
entertained.
Yeah, exactly. Here's some guys dressed as terrorists carrying
There's
guns
even
and
low budget movies that have done way better with gun fights. Like, what's that one with Bruce Willis? He's in a little bit of it when they're inside
think it's Hard Kill. Hard
Hard
K.
Kill. Like,
Is it
that's
Hard
not that
Kill?
good, but at least they
No, no.
have like guns like that recoil and
That
stuff.
has the same problem,
Yeah.
but this is a much worse version of that same
Yeah. Oh,
problem.
this is like taking that up like 1,000 points.
It's like because we had the same conversation with that movie, how like it, the muzzle, everything, and the gun battles look really fake. They
And
look
not impactful, yeah.
they're not impactful. Everything looks like it was made in After Effects after they filmed it. Like, nothing looks real
But at
and
least
like present.
camera-wise in that movie, you saw people shooting each other.
Yeah,
Like, it wasn't
they
always like one guy shoots, one guy gets hit.
Yes,
Like,
through the cinematography and the editing, they tried to build suspense in
yeah.
those action scenes in Hard Kill.
I swear to
In
God, in
this,
this movie,
doesn't
almost
care.
at least 40% to 50% of the shootouts, there's the good guy shooting into like a into blackness.
Yes, it did nothing. Off screen. He's just shooting off screen.
And then
I
when you see
mean,
what he's shooting at, it's just black because the bad guy is supposed to be so far away
yeah,
and it's so dark that you can't see him.
And also, they never see, you they don't even put in effects of the bullets hitting anything else.
No,
So
no.
that's the worst part. That's the greatest offense of this movie, is that with all this gun action, I literally did not see one ricochet bullet effect, or like one, like bullet hole effect, or
The only time it
hitting
happened in
something,
the very
spark effect,
beginning when the guy
nothing.
hid behind the door and the thing hit the
Really?
door and that was it.
That was it. The rest of
Yeah.
the movie is, and they're like hiding behind like cargo, like mail cargo shipping crates and all this kind of stuff, and like nothing. Like, I don't even know if they're even shooting at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's all confusing.
It
It's
sounds like they're
just,
shooting blanks. Like, they're just
yes.
shooting, but like nothing's hitting anything.
Exactly. It's so sad. It's so sad.
It sucks because a lot of low budget movies, like The Second, and a lot of these movies are doing this now, where, well, at least The Second, they actually took the time to CGI, like, impact points.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at least do that. Like,
Yeah.
I understand, the money and the budget constraints. Like, that's fine, but then at least go all in on the bad special effects.
Yeah,
Like, don't
yes.
ha they half-ass the bad special
Finish the shitty
effects.
special effect for me.
Exactly. They half-ass the bad special effects. Like, you can't do that. Like, I understand you're not gonna have blanks, and maybe, because maybe, yes, I'm sure it's very expensive, and the insurance for that is probably out through the roof. I get it. But then go all the way with the bad special effects. You can't
You could at least
half-ass it.
shatter some fucking glass.
Exactly.
Like, there's
Throw some.
glass around and you're having a machine gun fight, nothing shatters.
And it's like, you saw some dirt in front of the main character when he's shooting, or something. Give some kind of practical effect to make it look like they're firing weapons, or things are getting hit. Something. Like, do
Yeah.
something.
And
Don't
these are
just do
cheap
nothing.
effects that you could pull off. Back in the 80s, they were pulling this stuff off with
Yes.
no problem. You could pull
Yeah.
this off with no budget.
Exactly. Exactly. Just a couple of camera tricks go a long way,
Yes. Yeah,
guys. They really go
seriously,
a long
yeah.
way. They just didn't care.
But
Again, they
this is
just
what
didn't
happens with
care.
amateur directors. They don't know enough yet.
And that too, and also with this, I feel like this was one of the problems where, like, I had a feeling like they didn't have a lot of time to film it, so they had to kind of rush the scenes that they
Or they
weren't
had COVID
filming.
restrictions, a lot of COVID restrictions, because it's probably
Or
filmed last year.
but again, even with that, COVID restrictions doesn't affect a guy on a computer.
No, you're right, you're right,
You
you're
know what
right.
I
No, I
mean? Like,
agree.
you could film it. You could you know. I get you don't have a lot of time to film it on set, but you can compensate whatever you can with After Effects. Put stuff after the fact, right? But they just didn't. I just think like they just ran out of money, or they just didn't care at the end, really.
Like, the easiest effect to find in any of these programs is a bullet muzzle
Yes.
and it hitting
Yes,
something.
exactly. You can find these for free online, even. Like, you
Seriously.
don't even have to pay for half this stuff. It takes the time and
It
dedication
comes
to
with
sit
like
down and do it.
the like generic program package
Yes.
is bullet muzzle bullet
And listen,
flashes.
don't be fooled. That's what they used.
Yeah, of
They used some
course.
bargain basement like effects package that they got online, that they implemented like a After Effects plugin for this. Like,
Both
that's
of
all
these
they did.
movies use that crap.
Yes. Yeah. It's so bad, but like, yeah, guys, like, you gotta try a little bit harder. This is, if you expect me to like pay to see your movie, like, you have to try harder than that. It's bad.
So the you know, you could say the whole movie is a chase scene, but there's no actual chase scene in the movie.
Yes, there's no actual chase scene.
When me and Frank do chase scenes, you have to either have like a good foot chase or a good car chase.
Yes.
Decent length for it to be a chase scene.
Yeah, there's none of that
here. So that's an NA. What do you do for special effects? This is going to be good.
Right, God. 1 out of 5 because I couldn't give it a 0 out of 5. I give it a 1 out of 5 just because I couldn't give it any lower. We've already gone into all the reasons why. There's no more reason for us to reiterate to beat a dead horse. It's 1 out of 5.
If this movie didn't have gun battles, I would have gave it a 2 out of 5 because, like... Sure. The practical effects for the knife fights and stuff were pretty good, the makeup.
Yeah, totally,
but
totally.
But gun battles are just so bad I gave it a 1 out of 5.
It's so bad.
They're horrible. Exactly.
They're horrible. It really is horrible. Yes, I agree.
And as for stunts, I thought the stunts were the best thing about this movie when the fights were happening. Yeah. I gave the stunts a 3 out of 5. Yeah. There's some pretty fun stunt work. Cause, like, these are stuntmen.
I gave it a 3 out of 5 too because these are stuntmen. It's the one thing they actually do get right in this movie is the stunts. Like, everything they do, even, like, the kicks and, like, how they're fighting, it's a very stuntman way of fighting. Yeah. I know it sounds weird, probably, to people who don't really watch all the action films, but you can tell, if you watch any bit of action, you can tell everybody, all the villains, all the good guys, they're all stuntmen. And that's one thing they do get right. Again, their moves are competent. The little bit of stunts that they do are competent. So, like, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due, and it's not terrible.
When stuntmen fight stuntmen, the problem usually becomes, like, everything ends up looking too choreographed.
Yes, exactly.
Because you know, that's what they do. That's what they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
And all the moves look too smooth. Nothing looks like people are just, like, tugging it out and fighting.
Actually brawling. Yes, actually fighting.
Yeah.
It looks like a really like a very measured back and forth where it's like, yeah. I you know, I understand.
It's like one step above an exhibition. Yes. That's what it is.
And that's the thing. Like, and that's good because, like, I want that if nothing else because it looks competent.
Yes.
And, like, I can watch that and be entertained by it. But, like, you're not going to get any extra points anywhere else, right? It's just competent. That's it. It's not fun or quote unquote good. You know, it's just okay.
Like, you know, like you said, it needed to be someone had to take these stuntmen and choreograph something for them.
Yeah, something creative
to make it look
organic and
brutal.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
But that's why you have, like, a Wu Ping and a Corey Yoon out there, and they're so good.
Yeah, I think there's this is a problem of, like, you know, they are stuntmen, and it's like you know, it's like they're in a bubble and they can't see outside that bubble.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that's what happened. Like, they didn't understand what they actually look like, because, again, on face value, it looks good. It does look good. But when you're watching it in the scope of the whole movie is when it kind of just comes up as very, like, planned and, like, practical and predictable.
If I just showed you these fight scenes and you just watched them on YouTube, you'd be like, those are pretty cool fight scenes.
Yes, yeah.
But, like, organically with the rest of the movie, I have nothing negative to say about it because it's very competent. It's even competently filmed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's nothing like extraordinary or anything where you're like,
special.
Wow, that was, like, some creative move right there.
Yep. Exactly.
Like, there's like you're not even, like, incorporating any type of, like, modern day type of martial arts, MMA or anything. It's really just kicking, blocking, punching, blocking, and, like, it's all competently thrown and like Frank said, these guys know how to are trained how to fight on screen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, that's what's going for them. That's what it has going for itself is that these guys are not just, like, total, like, wannabes.
Yes.
Like, trying to make an action.
Like,
movie,
Kill Plan.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Or like plenty of other movies we've been watching. There's a lot of other movies that really, there's people making action films that have no business making action films. At least this has a crew of people that, like, okay, they come from actual action films. You know what I mean? Like, it's not good, but, like, at least you guys, like, have some bit of training and competency in this. So.
It's like if you got, like, Jeff Speakman to be in your movie in the 90s, like, you're not getting Jean-Claude Van Damme, you're getting, like, C-level Jean-Claude Van Damme, but you still have a competent film to make and watch because the guy knows what he's doing on the screen.
Exactly. It doesn't look laughable.
Yeah.
You're not watching it, like, rolling your eyes while they're trying to fight, like, and you know what I mean? Like it actually, it's competent for what it is, you know?
Overall, I gave it a 2 out of 5. Like, it's not anything you should hunt down, but if, like, you know, Friday night it's on, like, the USA Network, I'd say you don't gotta turn it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's one of those movies where, like, I gave it a 2 out of 5 also, only because there have been other movies, again, like we were saying before, there have been other movies out there that have been way, way worse than this.
Yes.
And we've given
This is definitely not on the worst of 2021.
On the worst, and it's definitely on the best. But like the main problem with this movie is that the gun battles are so piss poor.
Yeah,
it's really the main problem. If they were just a little bit better, it probably would have got maybe even got 3 out of 5. But like the gun battles are so bad.
Or cut down the gun battles, add a couple more fights in there.
Yes, yeah, add more into what you guys were doing to write the first time, right? Like do that, and they just didn't. So like you can't give it more when there's just nothing there to give it to. So.
Recommend wise, like. I would only recommend this to people who like you know, like low budget B flicks. There are people out there that like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like if you're looking for even a low budget action flick just to have fun, you could find a better one.
Yeah, I swear for me, I wouldn't recommend this. You can skip it. There's so many better other things out there you can watch that. Like, yeah, this isn't the worst thing you can see, but it's not that good. Where there's still plenty of other B movies that are better than this you can go watch. There is really no reason to bother with this one at all, unfortunately.
My first similar is Assault on Precinct 13, the remake, the one that came out in like early 2000s, with Ethan Hawke.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very similar premise where like there's a group of like mercenaries trying to attack a police station.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what they're after though. Do you remember what they're after in the police station?
Isn't the prisoner? Somebody's in the prison. They're holding someone in the prison.
That's like a witness or something.
Exactly. It's a witness who's an informant or something like that. And then that's what they do. They try to get in there and get the guy. But of course, the police guys are like, no, we're not gonna like.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, if you give him to us, we'll leave you alone. But they're like, no.
Gabriel Burns is the bad guy outside. In the remake,
maybe. I haven't seen it in a while,
but I mean, I do remember some of the action scenes. They're actually really fun.
Yeah. It's a classic. My first one is 13 Hours with Michael Bay movie about the whole Benghazi incident with oh my God, what's his name?
John Krasinski.
Yes, John Krasinski. Yes, again, same thing. It's assault on a compound movie. Although it's based off real life events, the action is really good. It's really suspenseful. This movie
shows
really
you how bullets are supposed to be filmed.
Yes, it shows you how these kind of movies are supposed to be filmed. But again, this movie is like the typical assault on a compound army movie, which is what 400 Bullets was basically trying to be.
And I think one of my favorite things about that movie is Michael Bay tones it down Michael Bay-ish so well that it's a good film.
You know what it is? At no point does it feel like a commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. Like, a lot of his movies can end up feeling like commercials at some point, and then this movie never feels like that at all. He takes a very grounded approach to it, which definitely adds itself to the story overall.
My second movie is SWAT. I think it came out in either really early 2000s or late 90s with Colin Farrell and LL Cool J and Samuel Jackson. It's not an assault on a compound movie, but it's another I really can't put my finger on why this movie reminded me of SWAT.
Mm-hmm.
It probably has to do with the turn of the some of the SWAT guys turn bad.
Yeah,
they're trying to get a witness and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not SWAT has a lot of problems. The movie.
Yeah,
it's not a movie that doesn't have enough action for an action flick.
Yeah, it has a lot of just fucking around basically.
But it does do like the tactical fighting in the movie very well.
Yeah. They do try to stay on be technically correct with the SWAT team tactics. Yeah, my last similar is The Rock, again another Michael Bay with Nicolas Cage and
it's Sean a movie Connery. About Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, his life story. No, it's about ex-military take control of rockets and take Alcatraz hostage, and it's kind of assault on the compound, but the opposite where the good guys have to get onto the compound.
It also has two good guys, military. Which is similar to this.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's two good guys where one is more competent than the other also. But yeah, it's just an all-around great action flick. It's one of Michael Bay's best movies. It's just it's a classic.
Oh, you picked two Michael Bays.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? It's like, you know, this is a very obvious military assault movie. And I think Michael Bay does those really well. It's his bread and butter. And I feel like this movie could have learned a couple of lessons from 13 Hours in the Rock, really. You know what I mean? Like they could have took some things that those movies did and they could have implemented them
even without the budget.
Movie. Even without the budget, exactly. And it could have paid off for them. Unfortunately, they didn't do it though.
Again, you know, Frank said not recommend. I said very, very low recommend if you like these type of B movies.
Yeah.
But in the end, we're both pretty much saying find something else to watch.
Yeah, again, like maybe if like you again, yeah, you like low budget UK foreign films, whatever, because that's kind of what this was too. But like, yeah, I wouldn't seek this out unless you really, really just are a fan of bad B movie, bad action
If
movies.
you enjoy Tribal Get Out, you probably enjoy this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on the
Yes,
same level of like just like
it's very similar.
crap
Everything, just
entertainment.
this storyline, plot, acting, action, all that kind of stuff. It's very similar. Yes.
Back in the day when we were young, I don't know how old some of our audience is, if you went to like National Liquidator or a store like that, they'd have a bin, right? And there would just be all these action flicks on DVD that are like $2,
That you've
right?
never heard of before.
Never heard of them.
Never,
This
never.
would be in there.
Yes, this would be in there. It's true. And then if you were dumb enough to buy, you'd home and be like, ah, oh, man, this is stupid, man. What did I spend my money on this for? But even back then, though, back then, something like this probably would have gone a lot further in terms of entertainment. Like I said, a big problem with this movie is that this is 2021. Like, you guys just can't, like, I know you're low budget and you do the best that you can, but unfortunately, even lower budget films can do better than this nowadays. So, you gotta kind of keep up with the competition.
I know we didn't bring it up, but like Run, Hide, Fight, I didn't like the movie itself, but the way it was filmed and stuff, it was way better filmed than this
Yes,
and
yeah.
paced and stuff. It had a lot of other problems, but like at least Run, Hide, Fight looked like a movie.
It looked like a
Like a
movie, like a film. Like
yeah, it looked
you
like
go
it was
watch it in
like a film that
theaters.
like a studio bought and was like, we're gonna put this out.
Yeah, exactly. This you could tell this is clearly 400 Bulls is clearly a low budget, like straight to video flick. This was not meant for a studio to buy at
They
all.
don't do that. We don't do that anymore. Like, but back in the
Yeah.
day, we used to go to Blockbuster and find this garbage on the bottom shelf.
And if you rented it, it wasn't that bad, right? Because you spent like $4, you rent it for the weekend, it sucked. But again, back then, something like this wouldn't have been perceived as that bad. You see, you would have been like, ah, oh, it wasn't that great, but like that's kind of typical for action movies back then, really. Like, you get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, nothing too special, but it was better than, it wasn't like an Arnold movie or like a
No.
Sylvester Stallone movie,
But
but it
for
was better
like
than nothing at
every
all.
30 movies you rented like this, you got one drive.
Yes, you got
Where you
one
didn't like
really
you
good
just got
movie,
like
and
blown away by
you're
like
like,
some straight
holy
to
shit,
DVD
where'd this
movie.
movie come from? Like, out of nowhere. But yeah, this wasn't it, though.
By
This
the
isn't
way,
what it's
Drive
for.
will do one day, audience. It's a
Yes.
incredible action flick that doesn't get enough attention
Yeah, we'll
from the late
review it soon
90s.
enough.
But this is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.